Foodie News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden's in Hawaii at this hour, surveying the wildfire damage on Maui. Sagar Magani has more.
The President and First Lady will meet with survivors, first responders, and officials while visiting Lahaina, a historic town virtually destroyed by a disaster whose full impact and death toll remain unknown.
Imagine being a mom or dad, wondering where your child is. Imagine being a husband or wife, a mother or father. It's really tough stuff.
The president last week pledged Hawaii will have all the federal aid it needs. He'll tap a FEMA official to head the long-term recovery effort. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tropical storm Hillary has drenched Southern California, dropping more rain than some areas typically get in 6 months, starting at the coast and heading east, flooding a county about 40 miles outside of Las Vegas. Dorian Padilla is an EMT. He got stuck heading home last night in floodwaters around Cathedral City, just east of Palm Springs.
As the rain began to fall a little harder, the water began to move all of our cars. Thankfully, some of the neighbors basically got out and helped us redirect the cars from hitting each other.
Flooding threats farther north, too, in southeastern Oregon and Idaho. Former President Trump's bond has been set at $200,000 in the Georgia case, accusing him, along with 18 others, of scheming to overturn his 2020 election loss. The bond agreement outlined in a court filing signed by the Fulton County District Attorney and Trump's attorneys. And the AP's Ed White reports jury selection got underway today in the attempted kidnapping of Michigan's governor.
This is the last trial involving this 2020 scheme to kidnap the Michigan governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Three men are going on trial, Eric Molitor, Michael Noll, and his brother, William Noll. They are accused of assisting the main actors in this scheme.
This is AP News. Stocks have been sinking this August. Seth Sutel on how they started this week with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street Monday as the market held steadier following a three-week losing streak. The S&P 500 rose 0.7% Monday. Gains for Microsoft and other big tech stocks pushed the index higher, even though most stocks within the S&P fell. The Dow lost 36 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.6%. In the bond market, the 10-year Treasury yield touched its highest level since 2007. A rapid rise in bond yields has been shaking markets recently. The higher yields act as a brake on the economy by making it more expensive for companies, people, and governments to borrow money. They also make stocks look more expensive by comparison. The week's main event is likely to be a speech on Friday by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. The Jackson Hole, Wyoming setting has been the site of major policy announcements in the past by the Fed. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thanks, Seth, and thank you for listening. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.